hour number two. I just whapped my earphones, my studio earphones against the microphone. Not paying attention. More signs of creeping decrepitude. I'm getting older by the second. Don't you just love it when things don't work the way they're supposed to? Like, you know, your brain. Yeah. All right, let's dive into our sermon review here. Good, the bad, the ugly, we review it all here at Fighting for the Faith. We are an equal opportunity sermon reviewing service. Today's sermon comes to us via the Cathedral of Praise, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Pastrix, Dr. Laverne Adams presiding. That's right, Dr. Laverne Adams, as in Discovering Your Divine Destiny, as in the book recently endorsed and the foreword written by Dr. Rick Warren. Well, so if Rick Warren is endorsing, you know, the work of Dr. Laverne Adams, even though she's a female pastrix, which the Southern Baptist Convention does not consider biblical, well, let's see what Dr. Rick Warren is promoting. If I were to endorse your book in some way, I'd be saying I endorse the overall teaching of what you are doing. So let's find out what Rick Warren's endorsing. I mean, by the way, the name of the sermon by Pastrix Laverne is God's GPS. That's right, God's Global Positioning Satellite thing. So, let me kill this music. So, without any further ado, here is Dr. Laverne Adams of the Cathedral of Praise, whose book and teaching is endorsed by Rick Warren of Saddleback Church on God's GPS. Let's see what Pastrix Laverne teaches there at the Cathedral of Praise. Here we go. I forgot to tell you to get your groove on. To a life-changing word with Pastor Laverne Adams. That's Pastrix, yeah.
Of the Cathedral of Praise Community Church.
Yeah, by the way, the Bible forbids Pastrixes.
In the Overbrook section of West Philadelphia, the church where God lives in the praise. So stay tuned for this life-changing word.
I can hardly wait.
Thank you for saying.
There it is, my destiny. All right. No escaping that for me.
Thank you for saving me.
Apparently, they need to learn how to use their audio equipment.
Set the example for this season that we're in right now, the season of Lent that leads us right up to Easter Sunday and Resurrection Day. And this is the time I want to encourage you in this season, in this hour. I want to encourage you to begin to look at areas in your life that you can begin to make sacrifices. I know it's not easy. I know it's not hard. But the Lord has been speaking to me and ministering to me, and I need you to hear me very clearly today.
So God's talking to you directly, Laverne. Okay.
Today, the Lord has been showing me that there are areas that we are going astray.
No. You mean the sinners inside of your church are sinning? What's the solution? Sacrifice on their part or the sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Big difference.
as the church and the body of Christ. And when we begin to focus and narrow in, then we begin to get back on track. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
You can't just assume that you're going to be on the right track. You have to do something. Is there anybody in the church today? And you know what? What is interesting is that the Lord will show me. He will show me in my prayer time. He'll show me different people and different things and different ways that, you know, oh, God, y'all need to pray.
You mean you're a prophetess? Yeah, this sounds like manipulation to me.
Different ways that you're getting off course. And I say, God, I begin to pray. See, that's why we need a pastor. That's why we need a spiritual leader. God just encourages me to begin to pray that he might open your eyes to see your error. Somebody ought to say amen. And I'm not going to be foolish enough today to expose you. Come on, somebody. But what I'm saying to you.
Oh, thank God. I mean, how embarrassing would that be? You know, yeah, there, you know, prophetess Laverne, you know, just exposing people's sins left and right because, well, God had a little conversation with her over at the local Starbucks and, you know, said, hey, want to let you know that Joey in your congregation, well, he's gone astray in this way, that way, and the other. And then Shelly, you know, she's going wrong this way, that way, and the other. And, oh, and Becky, yeah, let me tell you about her little sin thing going on here. Yeah, this is Dr. Laverne Adams. You know, Dr. Laverne Adams, the lady who Rick Warren sought out, this is the woman who authored the book about your divine destiny that Rick Warren wrote the foreword to. You know, put his stamp of approval, said you need to listen to this woman. So she begins this God GPS sermon by basically saying, God's told me all of your secret dirty laundry, and you better be glad I'm not telling everybody, you know, in front of the congregation what your dirty laundry is.
You as God is saying, get back on track. Thank God for the Lenten season that we can begin to get our lives on track. He said, don't step to the left and don't step to the right. And sometimes we just, you know, we put our foot out there and we say, well, nothing happened. Amen. Well, you know, I told a little white lie. Didn't nothing happen, you know. Somebody say God is merciful. Lord, have mercy, you know. And then I stole from somebody and nothing happened. Come on, somebody. I cheated on a test and nothing happened. But God is saying, you know, we're coming into a time and into a season that he is requiring of us true and real accountability. And so as we begin to look.
Accountability, really. You know, you're sitting there talking about somebody who potentially may have cheated on a test or whatever, and you're now talking about accountability. What about the accountability to the Word of God that says that a woman is not to be a pastor? Yeah, just, you know, some small, you know, it's not, I'm sure, you know, rebelling against God's Word in this capacity isn't nearly as bad as, you know, glancing over, you know, someone's shoulder and stealing an answer for a test question. You know, I'm sure that, you know, in fact, you know, she said she told some little, you know, somebody who told some white lies. Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, rebelling against God's word when it comes to female pastrixes, I mean, that's not nearly as bad as telling a white lie, you know, talking about accountability.
Look at the accountability, we have to understand that there are things that we have to do. I want to talk today about God's GPS. I want to talk about God's GPS. I want to thank God for the ministers in the house. Let's give God a praise for the ministers. Lord, for holding it down, holding it together. Lord, have mercy. I thank the Lord because I wasn't well, and the Lord has renewed my strength, and I do thank God that there are those that I can count on and depend on in times like these, and so we thank the Lord. But I really want to minister to you what the Lord is speaking into my heart, because it's really time now for us.
So you're not going to open up the Word of God, Pastrix, Instead, you're going to minister to them regarding what the Lord has put on your heart. Yeah, that the Bible doesn't tell us to do that.
Us to set aside time to prepare for our future. I'm going to be talking out of John 16, 12 to 15. You got it. You can read it. But I'm going to just say what the Lord is saying to me today, because we need to realize that the devil.
Did you hear that? Yeah, you can read John 16, you know, 12 to whatever. You can go and read that on your own. But I'm going to tell you what God is telling me on my heart. Okay.
Wants to get us off track and distract us and ultimately destroy us. I'm going to help you this morning. You know, in this journey called life, how many of y'all know we need directions? I want to dedicate this message to my daughter, who's 21 years old today. Come on now, she's 21 years old. I want to thank God for her, God preserving her life. You know, and I thank God because, you know, she came back safely, and she took a pilgrimage into adulthood, 21 years old, and she made that trip, and I didn't really want her to go, but she went anyway, and I just really, I think the reason why I was so apprehensive is so that she could become more conscious of her responsibilities, amen? And so.
Why am I saying amen to that?
So how many of y'all know that in life you need direction? How many of y'all know life is a trip? Life is a trip. And in the natural, there's something called a GPS. And for those of you who don't know, I don't want to insult your intelligence, but there's something called a global positioning system. It's called a GPS. Anybody know anything about a GPS? They have it in cars. You can get it online. You can put it on your computer, a GPS. And basically what it is, I don't want to get too technical, but a GPS system is a system of 24 satellites 12,000 miles above the earth. 24 satellites that are networked together in order to monitor the present time and position. If you look at your watch, and you will, depending on what kind of watch you have, we may all come up with a different time. But when we plug into the satellite, come on somebody, you whip out your cell phone, we should all have the same time. Amen. And so this GPS system is critical because it allows us to understand our present time and our current position. Now what you need to also understand with these 24 satellites 12,000 miles above the earth is that there are 5 stations that are located on the earth to monitor and manage the signals. So we can't have 24 satellites in the air without something on the earth monitoring what they do, what they're recording. It might interest you to know that there are 2 kinds of GPS systems. The first system is a civilian system. The first system is civilian in its purposes and usage. One is predominantly for driving, used for driving, but another form of GPS in usage is for hiking, hunting, camping, boating, surveying, thank God for aviation, and for vehicle tracking. Something that we're all familiar with, something that we all know something about. This idea of being able to track something. I thank God that he ministered to me and spoke to me that I might get a true understanding of what this message is about. I was in my car and I needed to go somewhere and I didn't know where it was. And I thank God, you know, anybody can get one. You can get a navigation system, find out where you are. You can go down to Circuit City and get one. And I just happened to plug in the address and it was 2 blocks away and I didn't even know it. So I'd have probably drove for hours trying to find it. But do you see how important this GPS thing can be? And I said, you know what, God, this is remarkable to be able to have a system to understand my present time and my present position. Some people use the system to get from one job location to the other. All they do is they type in an address and they go to MapQuest and type the address in and you can determine how you want to travel. You can determine whether you want to take the routes, the streets, the highways. You can determine whether or not you want to minimize your time or maximize your freeway. See, people who drive for a living, that it matters to people who they understand that, you know, every minute is costing you. And so I had somebody come to my house and they had a laptop and they put out my address in and they printed out how to get to where I am and then they printed it out and then they sat the laptop in the car and they watched the laptop as they went to my house. Why? Because they didn't know where they were going. Is there sometimes where you don't know where you're going? Fascinating technology that allows us to find places in record time. But the most important thing about this GPS system is best to find out where you're going before you take the journey. In other words, if he wanted to use the GPS system in his car with the laptop, he would have to pull over, stop, and start all over again. But before he left, he was able to find out where he was going, how long it was going to take him to get there, and the best route by which to do it. Now, I wouldn't always recommend MapQuest. MapQuest is not always accurate. What are those other websites? Yahoo, come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. And you know, there's a lack of confidence sometimes when you get directions and it takes you in a roundabout way. Sometimes you say, well, I know I'm gonna plug this address in the MapQuest, but it may not get me exactly the way I want to go. So what you need to do is you need to do a little bit more research. It's not always right. It's not always the best path. There's limitations. That's what I'm trying to say. There are limitations with this system. One limitation is that it can't show you. It might show you the quickest way to get there, but it can't tell you if there's traffic along the way. Huh? Anybody know what I'm talking? It can't foresee for you whether or not there's traffic buildup in the location where you need to go. It can't tell you whether there's roadblocks or detours. It's really convenient, but it has its limitations. On some systems, you're able to push a button and it'll reroute you to where you want to go around the problem. But not all of them. I think there was a little TV commercial and it showed a guy listening to his navigation system and he ran into a glass window. Y'all ever seen that commercial? And I think it might have said turn. It said turn here. And then when he turned and ran into the glass, he said, not here, dummy. See, the limitations are there with these systems, as powerful as they seem and as powerful as they have become. It's amazing how, in fact, we begin to use them and depend on these systems every day. It might also interest you to know that this system was developed by the U.S. Department of Defense. And so we give kudos to the defense, the Department of Defense, but it might also interest you to know that there is a civilian purpose for this system, but there's also a military purpose for this system.
Did she go on to Wikipedia and look up GPS and then, you know, decide that she's going to preach on the attributes and the history and the functions of GPS? God's word would be nice here, Pastrix.
Aren't you glad about it that the military can exclusively find out what's going on in land, in air, and in sea all around the world through this system? It's exclusive because no one else can enter into it to find out what's going on. It's exclusive because they use it in order to defend and protect us. And so to compromise it would compromise the state of the nation. And so there is a civilian purpose and there is a military purpose. And we need to understand as we apply those concepts, we need to understand that there is a global positioning system that is...
You want me to apply this concept of GPS to my life? And this is what you're preaching during the sermon time at a church. Let's contemplate the deep spiritual thoughts of the... implications of the fact that the GPS system that we depend upon to navigate our lives, using smartphones, GPSs in our cars, and the military and civilians out there, let's contemplate how to apply these principles to our lives. Yeah, I'm not sure what this has to do with the Bible, Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of sins. I'm not sure what this has to do with law and gospel, sin and grace, and a crucified Savior. Can you help me out there, Dr. Laverne?
Govern by God. Lord, have mercy. Help me here today. A GPS system.
Now, I was very tempted to play the... gospel nugget soundbite there. You know, she did say, God have mercy. That's the gospel. But I don't think she meant it that way. It seemed more like an expletive to me.
That's governed by God, that is not limited like the system of the earth. Why? Because this GPS, God's GPS system, is located not 12,000 miles above the earth, not 20,000 miles, not 40 or 50,000 miles. It's located in the seventh heaven. Oh, I thank God. I thank God that his GPS system, allows him to have a higher vantage point than any local system governed by the world. This system is limitless because there are not just five stations on the earth. There are millions of stations on the earth. There are millions of stations. See, what you need to understand is that God...
What is she talking about? I mean, is the seventh heaven 13,000 miles above the earth? So that's a higher vantage point than a GPS satellite? What is she talking about? This is like spiritual nonsense.
Has set every church as a saving station to monitor and manage the signals from heaven. I'm so glad this morning that God has set a church as a station that it might receive and hear the frequency of God. I'm so glad this morning.
Well, if you're going to receive and hear the frequency of God, then tune it into your Bible. Yeah, K-B-I-B-L-E, or if you're on the East Coast, the other side of the Mississippi, W-B-I-B-L-E. You want to monitor the signals from heaven? Read your Bible.
That it's not just the church that's the station, but also every believer has access to the signal. Oh my God, I'm so glad this morning that before there ever was a GPS system, God had already fixed it so that he would see everything from eternity past and eternity present. He's already seen it all. He knows exactly where we are. As a matter of fact, God even knows what time it is. I'm so glad that God...
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's good to know that God has a way of tapping into the atomic clock. I wonder what side of the international dateline, though, God sits on.
He knows the precise time of our lives. He knows the precise location of where we are. God has a GPS system that could find us and track us. Though I make my bed in hell, God, you're there. If I get on the mountaintop, God, you're there. Lord knows, he knows everywhere we are, everything we do.
Yay, hooray, God knows where I am. Yeah, I'm in the secret pirate cave right now. But God knew that, because he has GPS. This is frustrating.
Everywhere at the same time, God's GPS system is awesome and miraculous. And what I'm finding out is in order to access the signal, don't you see? You can't just see. It's just like that exclusive military system. You can't just bust in to God's GPS system. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get the Holy Ghost. Lord have mercy. See, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost.
You're going to have to get the Holy Ghost. Where do I get one? Yeah, notice this. The gift of the Holy Spirit is now turned into law. You got to get it. You better go, because you can't bust into God's GPS system. You first got to get yourself the Holy Spirit.
Will lead you and guide you. Guidance into all truth. In other words, in every path that you want to take, in every way that you want to make, the Holy Ghost will guide you into the true light of the living God. I just thank God that it's the power of the Holy Ghost that causes us to walk our straight and narrow way. Sometimes we try to make it on our own. Sometimes we try to figure it out.
This is an interesting theology. Notice that none of it's grounded in the Bible. You know, it comes back to my question. I mean, why would Rick Warren write the foreword to this woman's book? That's an endorsement of her and her teaching. Why would Rick Warren... this isn't guilt by association. This is guilt by endorsement. What is Rick Warren doing promoting this woman?
On our own, but just like the military, just like the U.S. Department of Defense, God's GPS is separate from any secular system you could ever imagine. Lord have mercy. I feel God's anointing, so I know I'm preaching what he's telling me to preach.
Really? This is what God wanted you to preach? Because you have a liver shiver. You somehow, what does God's anointing feel like? Does it feel like goosebumps? Does it feel like acid reflux disease? Does it feel like you need to use the restroom very badly? What does it feel like to have the anointing on you? You see, because when I check God's word and compare God's word to the ravings and weird statements that you're making right here, I've come to the conclusion that if I'm to believe God's word, then I can easily conclude that God doesn't want you, number one, preaching as a pastrix, and number two, preaching this nonsense and claiming that you have some kind of weird feeling about the Holy Spirit and the anointing falling on you to somehow, that proves that this is what God wants you to preach. That's just blasphemy.
God's system, God's GPS system is consecrated. It's holy. It's set apart for the purposes of God. God's GPS system is encrypted with messages that no ordinary person can find out. It will do more for you.
I need to tell you something, Laverne. It's just because you scream and yell it. Yeah. Doesn't actually prove that this is what God wants you to preach. Yeah, you've got passion, girl. Yeah, you sure do. But none of this makes any biblical sense. None of it.
Take you everywhere you want to go. God's GPS system will always take you somewhere into the path of God. To use this system, you got to have an address. Lord,
where do I find that? What are you talking about?
have my, you can't walk up to any navigation system and say, take me around so-and-so. You have to know the exact number. You have to know the exact street. And sometimes you even have to know the zip code. You have to know that you got to tell it where you want to go. But I want you to know today that God not only knows our name, but he knows our number. He knows our address. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows our uprising and he knows our down sitting. Nothing. That. Nothing is hidden from a Most High God. You need to know the address. What you're talking about, Pastor? I want to use God's GPS system, but you got to know the address. What are you talking about? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten.
All right, we got an honorary mention of the gospel here.
Son, you got to know the address.
So the address is John 3:16. So I need to plug that into God's GPS system.
How do I know the address, Pastor? Because it's in the book.
You mean the book you're not actually preaching from?
It's in the book. I'm reading the book.
You ain't reading the book. You ain't even preaching the book. The book has gotten honorable mention.
Studying the book. I'm praying the book. That's how I know the address. I meditate in the book.
Unlike what you're doing right now.
Memorize the book. Lord, have mercy.
There's that little gospel nugget again.
And I want you to know today, as we talk about being in the secret place with God, God's GPS system has encrypted messages.
Do I need a Jesus decoder ring to decrypt the encrypted messages in God's GPS?
Encrypted messages that will take you to secret places.
Ah, okay. So set your Jesus decoder ring to C22. That's right, C22. And then open your Bible to, John 3:16, that's the address apparently, and begin your decipher work now so that you can find out where the secret place is that you need to,
That will allow you to find hidden treasures, God's secret places, God's...
So I need a decoder ring to decode the encrypted messages in God's GPS so I can find hidden treasures. Right. Yeah. Being that I'm a pirate, this kind of sounds familiar to me.
GPS system causes us to get in a secret place with God that we will be able to find the secrets of life. God's GPS system will take you down Wisdom Boulevard. God's GPS system will take...
So when you plug in the coordinates in your GPS and you start getting the encrypted messages from the Holy Spirit and you use your Jesus decoder ring... You'll know you're in the right place when you go down Wisdom Boulevard. Got it. Okay, yeah, I'm writing this down. Yeah, Wisdom Boulevard.
Take you down to Knowledge Street and God's GPS.
Now, is that the corner of Wisdom and Knowledge, or do you have to take Knowledge? Yeah, do you have to take a side street in order to get over to Wisdom? I'm confused. Maybe the GPS will help me get there.
That system will bring you to Understanding Lane. God's GPS.
Okay, Wisdom Boulevard, Knowledge Street, and what was the other one? Something Lane? Understanding Lane? I'm confused. My decoder ring is busted. This is just really embarrassing.
Global positioning system will take you from your current location to where God divinely destined you to be. God's GPS system. Global positioning system will allow you to be informed about roadblocks in your life. God's GPS system will allow you to learn how to get around the detours in your life. God's GPS system will let you know traffic is ahead. Go to the right. Don't go straight no more. God, where you lead me, I will.
Now, do they sell this God GPS system over at like Best Buy, or can I, you know, buy it at, can I get one of them at Amazon? I am confused.
Follow. Oh, I thank God for God's GPS system, because God, when you even attempt to get off course, God will push a button and say, reroute. You're going off course right now, daughter. You're going off course right now, son. I got a reroute for you. I want you to go. I want you to find your way. But you may have to go a roundabout to get there. I told you that in the natural GPS system, you could choose, oh my God, you can choose your preference for travel. And sometimes we choose to take the long way in God. We could get there a whole lot quicker if we would take the minimized time route. But some of us want to drive the freeway. And sometimes on the freeway, there's an accident. God said, I can tell you how to get there faster, but some of us want to take the scenic route. Lord have mercy. God said, I have a divine appointment for you. And sometimes we push the wrong button. Lord have mercy. But I thank God that as long as we get back into God's GPS system, that God will always reroute us back into our destiny. I'm so glad today.
Well, there it is again. Destiny, destiny, destiny. Yeah, no escaping that for me. Maybe Rick Warren could explain the sermon to us. I wonder if I were to call him and, you know, ask him for his take on the sermon, if he would. Probably not.
But in order for God's GPS system to work for you, let me help you understand that.
Why do I feel like the next thing coming up is going to be just really a bad mangling of the law? Brace yourself. Don your law helmet.
That the first thing you have to do, my sisters and my brothers, is that you got to trust the system.
Sounds law-like.
You have to trust the system. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. We have to
out of what?
Trust the system of God. I don't understand, to save my life, why God chose to have pastor and people. I don't understand why God chose to have a church. He could have did it another way. I don't understand. But
yeah, Dr. Laverne, that's pastor and congregants, or pastor and congregation, pastor and people, not pastrix and people. That would be pastor. Hair, pastor, yeah.
But all I know is I trust him. All I know, you know, God, why would you pick an imperfect people to lead imperfect people? I don't understand. But all I know is I'm going to trust him. Sometimes I don't understand.
Trust him for what? To get me to my destiny?
Where God tells me to go and what God tells me to do. I don't understand, but I tell you one thing. I'm going to trust him. Lord.
Well, actually, you don't, because he told you not to be a pastor in his word, and you didn't listen to him.
Have mercy. And you know what? I want you to know, you can trust him, because God is trustworthy. He's the same.
For what?
Same yesterday, today, And forevermore. God is able. He's worthy of your trust. You have to trust the system. Sometimes we get into the church system and sometimes we figure we're gonna figure our way around it. Yes, church starts at 11 o'clock. Lord, help me here, Holy Ghost. Yeah, we still have Wednesday night Bible study. Lord, there is a system. I don't understand why God put the system in place, but all I know is I'm going to trust him. You know, I'm thanking God for now we're coming on Friday night. I don't understand.
Trust him for what?
Understand it, Lord, another day in the week, but all I know is I'm going to trust him. When I look into the eyes of those young ladies and men and I say, Lord, have mercy. They need this in the worst kind of way. They need somebody. You know, we sat there on Wednesday, Friday night, and we talked to these young people. And I said, Lord, I wish somebody would have talked to me like this when I was their age. You don't know how much you change somebody's life when you take time and spend time with a young person. You don't know that how you could change the very course of their life. We have a young man in our after school program. I mean, they about ready to put him out. And I said, you know what? What are we here for? If we're not here to give guidance and to love and accept and to influence and to change, you know what the Lord showed me? That young man is a leader. He can be a leader for good or for evil. How are we going to help him? We have a capacity to set people's lives because we're the station. We're the managing station. Come on. We have the power. We can push the buttons and say you can go left or you can go right. We have such an incredible power as a station for God's GPS system that we don't realize that we could change the course of the world. The second thing that we have to do in order for God's GPS system to work is not only that we have to trust the system, but we have to believe that the directions are true. We have to believe that God's word.
Well, actually, you don't believe that the directions are true because you're a pastrix and God's word forbids that. If you believed that the directions were true, you wouldn't be in the pulpit at the moment, Dr. Laverne.
Word is true and that it will get us where we want to go. Why do I have to say that? Because sometimes we read it, but we really don't. That was for them. Sometimes we really don't believe that God will make a way somehow. Sometimes we believe that we'll make our own way.
You know, like, you know, when a woman asserts herself to be a pastrix and God's word forbids it. You mean like that?
Come on, is there a church in the house? And sometimes we have to believe whether we see it or not. Believe, we have to believe that we receive before it even happens. We have to believe.
Receive what?
Believe that once we get the instructions and once we get the direction, that God will take us to the point to where he wants to get us. We have to believe that God's word is true.
Well, you don't believe it's true because you are in outright disobedience to it.
Anybody know what I'm talking about today? Was there ever a time in your life where you just didn't believe? Come on now, let's be honest. And then you found yourself saying, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. The third thing you have to do in order to tap into God's GPS system is that you must abandon your limited systems. You must abandon your own way of doing things. You must abandon your own path.
Well, you haven't, because you've made a path for yourself to be a pastrix when God's word clearly forbids it.
One thing I'm so grateful for is that with God's GPS system, you'll never get lost. With God's GPS system, you'll never get lost, and therefore you'll never be lost. And I'm so glad that with God's GPS system, I can reach out and help the lost because I know where I'm going. I'm so glad.
That's right. You're going to Destiny Boulevard at the corner of knowledge and understanding. Yeah, I got it.
And that with God's GPS system, I'm guaranteed a safe arrival. I'm guaranteed to make it to my destination on time. One of the things that those navigation systems do is that they calculate the estimated time of arrival. They calculate how long it's going to take you to get there. But I'm so glad that sometimes they don't know what's going to happen along the way. But I'm so glad today that God knows your beginning from your ending. He knows your front side from your backside. He knows.
I would hope so.
Your head from your toenail. He knows you inside and outside. God knows all about it. And then God can can give you the proper and direct directions to get you where you need to go. I'm so glad this morning that when we want to make it in our lives, everybody has a dream. Everybody has something they want to achieve, somewhere they want to go. Everybody has a purpose and a plan in mind. But
well, no wonder Rick Warren endorsed you. You're a big purpose-driven destiny preacher.
But because life is a trip, it's important for us to get directions. You might want to tell your neighbor you really don't know where you're going. You don't realize that where you want to be is only two blocks away. Hey! And we taking a round. Come on, the children of Israel went around a mountain for 40 years. Lord, have mercy. The fact of the matter is, and the truth of the matter is, we really don't know where we're going.
You mean like hell, right?
And the fact of the matter is that we need a savior. We need
from what? We need a savior who will safely deliver us into our destiny.
We need an anchor. We need direction. We need instructions.
So Jesus saved us by giving us directions, right?
And so we need to be very clear about the fact that in order for us to get directions, we need to get them from God's GPS system. And we need to be careful because sometimes we would rather take familiar paths. You know, I'm used to going.
You mean like sin?
Going right, left, and then I'm at my location. And sometimes, you know, sometimes there's a detour and you got to find a new way. Sometimes that's the, you know, I heard somebody say my car goes on automatic pilot. I don't even have to think no more. I just turn the key and it drives me where I want to go. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You've been going to work for 15 years and you go the same way every day. It's the same way in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we just want to go the way we've been going, but God said detour. I got to reroute for you. It's time to change. It's time to move. It's time.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Time to do something different because you're not on the right path. Another thing I found out, the GPS system will not put you on two roads at one time.
Well, that's good news. The only way you could really pull that off is if you have a split personality. Just, you know.
Sometimes we're frustrated because we want to follow the directions of our flesh and then we want to follow the GPS system of God. And God said, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love the one and hate the other. That's why sometimes church folks are so frustrated. They wonder why I can't get off of square one. I can't get what I want. I can't do because you're on two roads. Come on, somebody. We got to be careful because the flesh GPS system will always lead you in the wrong direction. I'm getting ready to close. The GPS system of the flesh will take you further than you care to go and keep you there longer than you want to stay. The GPS system of the flesh will always lead you into death and destruction. Be careful, my sisters and brothers. Don't let your flesh lead your life, because its wants and desires will take you under. Ask any addicted person and they'll tell you. Addictions and broken relationships, all because they followed the flesh. I tell you, it's critical, even in the little things. Even I feel the Spirit of the Lord speaking in terms of a warning. Be careful, my sisters and brothers, what you watch on TV. Be careful what you allow to go into your spirit, because what you allow to come in will come out. It will warp you. It will hurt you. I was watching my usual programming in the morning, and I was, you know, I was, because I need to be ministered to. Anybody, y'all know what I'm talking about? I need to be ministered to, and I'm watching the show, and, you know, the preaching, and it went off, and some really weird commercial came on. I said, now, that's a lot of nerve. But it was designed specifically, listen to what I'm saying. It was a horror movie commercial. How do you fit those two together? And immediately I knew it was something horrible, because the sound was not godly. And immediately I got a warning in my spirit and said, shut down. Don't receive that. It, you know, because what the enemy does is he tries to trick us and lure us into looking and watching.
Are we hearing anything from the Bible here? I mean, this is just one string of moralistic opinionating using the metaphor of GPS for something. No Christ, no sound doctrine, no true biblical teaching. But don't worry, God talks directly to Laverne. He talks just, you know, so you can trust her. She's a prophet. And don't mess with her, because, well, God's told her what your personal, you know, pet sins are, and so you wouldn't want her sharing those to everybody, you know, in front of everybody. Yeah, so.
See, you know, we got to be careful what we allow to go past our eye gate. And I said, immediately I heard the sound, and it caused me in my spirit to be arrested in my spirit and say, don't allow that to get inside of you. And I immediately shut myself down, and I said, okay, now let me find out what's going on here. These stations are controlled by non-Christian people. So while I'm trying to get my praise on, come on, somebody, there's a supernatural interruption. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. A supernatural interruption to block you and stop you. So in other words, what I just got, trying to grab what I just received in the spirit realm. And I thank God that the Lord, you know, just spoke to me immediately. What am I saying to you, my sisters and my brothers? Don't do it. Don't think for a minute that you will get away scot-free. Don't think for a minute that you can set your...
I got to stop here for a second. Listen to what she's saying. Don't do it. And don't think for a second you're going to get away scot-free. Now, do you think for a second that everybody in that congregation is as pure as the wind-driven snow? That they haven't already done it? Whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but you know... Because remember, at the beginning of the sermon, she got direct revelation from God. God gave her a list of everybody's dirty laundry, but she was going to be kind and not tell everybody what that is. So what's her solution? Just don't do it. And don't think for a second you're going to get off scot-free. Is this the biblical message? Just don't do it? Kind of like, you know, some takeoff on the Nike commercials, you know? You know, Nike tells you just do it, but Dr. Laverne, she says just don't do it. Yeah, well, what have you done it? And see, that's the thing is, when you preach the law, well, it tells you, well, you've already done it. Now what? And now she's saying, well, you're not going to get off scot-free. Oh, great. Now I'm in trouble. So am I going to go to hell? Well, here's what the biblical gospel teaches. That Christ Jesus, he took the punishment for you doing it. He took that on himself on the cross. God's justice has been satisfied. And the good news is you get to get off scot-free because Jesus has paid your penalty for you. Repent of your wickedness and be forgiven. Repent of your X, Y, or Z behavior. Confess it as sin. Be forgiven and trust in Christ for your forgiveness, for your salvation, and go and produce works in keeping with this repentance. Because truly you've been set free, and you're now set free from slavery to sin, death, and the devil. That big difference, though, by the way. I don't know where. I mean, this is a train wreck.
Your eyes on perverted things and think that it doesn't affect your life. Don't think for a minute, because as a man thinketh, so he becomes. And so if I'm pouring filth into my eye gate, come on, somebody, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to tell it like it is. If I'm pouring filth into my eye gate, it will end up into my inner man. And if my inner man is filled with filth, come on, somebody.
Only now, listen to this. What is she saying here? So sin is apparently something that is out there, and if you gaze upon it and think on it, then you become it, and then you'll start sinning. Jesus says, though, out of the heart comes this type of wickedness. The scriptures teach that you sin, and the origin of that sin is your corrupted human nature, the sinful flesh. Out of your heart comes this wickedness. This is 180 degrees backwards, what she's preaching here. Ironically, it sounds a lot like what Rick Warren preaches. Maybe that's the reason why he's endorsing her.
The only thing that could come out of me is, I don't care how you dress it up. I don't care how you smile. I don't care how you shout. I don't care how you dance. It's filthy in there. Somebody ought to shout. So what are you saying, Pastor? You're responsible. You are responsible to keep your house clean.
Law or gospel? You are responsible for keeping your house clean. Good luck, because it's already a mess and you know it.
We take too much for granted. We say, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, Jesus, help me here, Holy Ghost. Somebody need deliverance. We take too much for granted, and we think I can do some little thing, and just because didn't nobody, you know, get out a gun and shoot me, it's all right. Sin will always take you further than you want to go and keep you there longer than you care to stay.
Yeah, what about the sin of disobeying God regarding female pastrixes? Yeah, it's taken them a lot farther than they wanted to go and might keep them there a lot longer than they had expected.
What are we saying? What are we saying? We need to get into God's GPS system. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God is calling for accountability in his house.
I agree. And we need to begin by getting you out of the pulpit.
And why am I saying this? I'm saying this because what my eyes are seeing in the spirit realm is totally different than what I'm seeing sitting out right here. What I'm seeing is what God sees. God sits from a different vantage point. Don't you see? No, we're not all terrible, horrible people. What is God saying? God is saying, get it right and keep it right.
That's the biblical message. Get it right and keep it right. Law, 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 and nobody is declared righteous in God's sight. No one will be justified in the sight of God by keeping the law. Is it any wonder that a rebellious woman who is seized onto an office that she cannot have is teaching falsely now about God? Is it any wonder? I don't think so. I think that this is, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Women pastors False doctrine, the two go together.
Stay on course and live on course, because you can't afford for 1 second to be out of the ark of safety.
Well, you are, because you are in rebellion to God's word. Isn't it ironic that this is the message coming from this woman?
Lord.
See, the ark of safety, well, that's only if you're obedient. Yet the scripture says it's by faith.
God have mercy. I know it's tight, but I know it's right. And so we have to be careful. We have to be careful what we allow to go into our mind and our eyes. And then we have to protect our children. See, now you're really going to make me break it down for you. You can't tell them not to smoke and you smoking. You can't tell them not to drink and you drinking.
You can't tell them to obey God while you're disobeying God regarding female pastresses.
You can't tell them not to. You fill in the blank.
I already did.
You know, we used to say, well, you know, you do as I say, not as I. Not this generation. They're going to do just what you do. And you know what? They're going to say, you do it. They're looking for role models. Come on, somebody. They're looking up to us. They're looking.
Is it completely lost on these people that she's in grievous rebellion against God's word? And she's preaching law, not gospel.
And for examples. And we have to be examples for our children. Amen. Amen. So now, how do I find my way? How do I check into God's GPS system? Check in at church, Bible study, personal prayer, and devotion. Get your daily directions from God in prayer and your devotion time. How do I get my GPS system? Get your weekly direction at church and make sure that you're in the right position. And I found out, and I got...
All law, no gospel, and not even an open Bible. This is just the worst of all worlds, and a female pastrix to boot.
I gotta say what God is telling me. People who come to church more than one day a week, I believe it's because they're going somewhere. I'm going to make it plain. If I'm going somewhere, I need direction. And if I'm on a path and I'm not sure, I'm going to check in and get instructions. I believe that people who come more often are people who God has purpose for them to move in particular direction. You know why? Because you're hungry to get it right.
Let me pause for a second and read this. Dr. Rick Warren writes of Laverne Adams, "If you want to know your destiny, you must begin with God. We were born for his purpose, yet many of us stay puzzled about the destiny God has planned for us. That's because we typically begin at the wrong starting point ourselves. We ask self-centered questions like, what do I want to be? What should I do with my life? What are my goals, my ambitions, my dreams for my future? But focusing on ourselves will never reveal our life's purpose. In her book, Driven by Destiny, Dr. Laverne Adams provides a very practical plan for not only determining what your God-given destiny is, but also provides a way to help you move forward in fulfilling your destiny." Rick Warren, pastor of Saddleback Church, and author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Why would Rick Warren be endorsing the teaching of this woman? It doesn't make any sense if Rick Warren really is all about making sure we don't change the message. Not only is forget about changing the message. This woman doesn't even know what the message is of the Bible. I don't even think if the biblical gospel landed on her nose and said, "Hi, I'm the biblical gospel," that she'd recognize it for what it is.
You're hungry to stay on course. You desire. See, I don't know. Y'all gonna have to pray for me. I don't know how in the world you can eat one day a week. See, this is the problem with the church. We're starving to death.
Yeah, it's because pastors aren't preaching the Bible from the pulpit. This sermon being a prime example of that particular problem. And it makes it even worse when the woman supposedly preaching, is in rebellion against God by being a pastrix. Yeah, I just, you know, talk about starving sheep. You're not even qualified to be a shepherd.
And then we got the nerve to go and try to feed somebody else. Lord have mercy. Don't feed.
You know, the good news, he does. And so I would recommend that you repent and be forgiven for your rebellion against God. And for the sins that you are committing every Sunday when you ascend to the pulpit.
Eat nobody else. Eat what you got for yourself. Because you need it, sister. You need it, brother. But you got to get your filling. This is the filling station. You got to give.
Really? Your sermon's the filling station? What are you filling them with? I mean, you're not even using, I mean, this is artificial Bible flavor in the sermon, whatever this is. I mean, you're not filling them with God's word. You know, what does Jesus say? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Yeah, I'm not seeing any food on the plate here, Laverne.
Filled up. And so God calls us. And I say to even when I come on Wednesday night, I don't know about you, but I need to be here. I need to get a word from the Lord. I need to get on course. I need to read my Bible. I need to pray. I need to get in God's face. I need to be up under the shadow of the Most High God. I need to feel his breath on me. I need to feel his arms around me. I need to feel his love. I need his direction. I need his instruction.
Well, if you need his direction and you need his instruction, I have an idea. Why don't you be quiet and have a guy stand up and actually read the Bible? You know, just saying.
I need his presence. I need his power. I need his anointing. I can't make it without you. Lord, I can't make it without you. No way. No way. No way can I make it without you. I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried, but there's no way I can make it without you. I mess up because I step to the left and sometimes I go to the right, but there's no way I can make it. I found there's no way. I make a mess. I run amok. I can't make it without you. And in my conclusion, the people of God need to stop perpetrating a fraud.
Yeah, like what you're doing right now.
Do God's will.
You mean, well, you're not doing it because you're a pastrix. You're in direct violation of God's will.
Do God's work. Get in God's face.
You ain't doing his work. You're doing the work of the other guy. You know, the guy with the little red horns and the pitchfork? Yeah.
That you might hear him say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. Well done. You finished your course. Well done. You kept the faith. Well done.
You. This is all law. There's no gospel here.
You held on to God's unchanging hand. Well done. You persevered. Well done.
Law.
You hung in there. Well done. Oh, I bless God today.
With what? Your rebellion and your false teaching?
Tell somebody the truth.
Yeah, you've been lying to everybody since you started talking.
It'll make you free.
Well, if that's the case, then you're putting every one of your listeners in bondage.
People of God, we are a chosen generation.
Chosen to do what?
We are a royal priesthood. We are God's peculiar people.
No, you ain't. If you're trying to be saved by the law and you ain't keeping it perfectly, You ain't God's peculiar people. You may be a peculiar person. I don't know about that. But God's peculiar people are those who are saved by grace through faith, not the law. Read Galatians. Read Romans. Yeah.
We have to be different. We have to do it differently. We can't be like the world. God is requiring more of us so that more.
Good luck.
More of us will go out and save more of them.
Right. Where's Jesus in the cross? What have you done with him?
Oh, we thank God. We praise God. We praise God for faithful, generous, loving people. We thank God. But I encourage you, I exhort you today, don't get off track. Don't.
You already are.
Don't lose sight. Don't forget where God has brought you from. Don't forget where God is taking you.
Where is that?
Position yourself.
Law.
For the purposes of God.
Law.
I thank God, I praise God that on this week, the Lord really just, He blessed my life and I've been in since, I guess it was 2002 or 2003, I don't even remember. I started a doctoral program because God said to do it. God said, I want you to better yourself. I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to be the best you can be for ministry. And I want you to know this week the Lord blessed me because as of this week, I finished all my coursework for a doctoral degree. Hallelujah! 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 There's no way I can make it without you. I didn't think it was ever going to happen. You need to know this. They gave me my paper back 6 times. I said, Lord, don't you know I got to work every day? I got to, you know what I have to do every day? 6 times. And I said, Lord, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I said, maybe this is not what I'm supposed to. Have you ever said that? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's not time. And finally, I said, I'm going to try this one more time. Lord, they want every I dotted and every T crossed. And, oh, my God, you know, you need to know it's a struggle. It's a challenge.
You know, that's the third time she has said OMG in this. Well, it's not a sermon. I don't know what it is, but this lecture.
To pastor people. It's a challenge. It's, you know, everybody see the glitz and the glamour. Look, she got a nice dress on. Man, you have no idea. I got to look good because it makes me feel better. Come on, somebody. But I have to persevere every day of my life. I don't feel like coming to church every day. But I got to press my way to do the will of God. I want to impart that persevering spirit to you. God already said it's already being imparted. And I was sick.
He did? When did he say that? No, she's preaching about herself.
And I kept on working. I said, Lord, I can't stop. I can't stop. I got to do your will. And when you get instructions, when you get GPS instructions, when you're positioned globally for God, all you can do is move towards your destiny.
Destiny, destiny. No escaping that for me. This is not a sermon, and she ain't a pastor, and wow. Again, why would Rick Warren endorse this woman's teaching?
Nothing else matters. We're going to pray. Nothing else distracts you. Nothing else gets in your way except divine purpose, because God wants to position you globally in order that his will might be done in the earth. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. And
here comes supposedly the gift of tongues.
Hallelujah, God. Come on, somebody pray. Father, 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 in the name of Jesus, we are your people. We are weak and feeble. We are nothing without you, God. And oftentimes, God, we go astray because the road is rough.
Because we have a pastrix and we're rebelling against your word that says we're only to have pastors.
And the going gets tough. And the hills are so hard to climb. But we promise, God, as we made you our choice, we decided to go with you all the way.
Pelagianism?
Oh, God, I pray right now for those, Lord, who stand in outside of the ark of safety. I pray, God.
Yeah, those are outside the ark of safety. Apparently, you haven't decided to use God's GPS system, and you know, which will lead you to the ark of safety, which is right on the corner of knowledge and understanding, apparently.
That you would open their eyes to see that their foot is outside of your will. I pray right now.
The irony here that she's praying about people who are outside of God's will. When she's supposedly a female pastrix. Wow.
Now, God, that you would bring with clarity when they look in the mirror that they would see themselves.
Yeah, I pray that for you, Laverne.
I pray, God, that you would speak to every heart, that you would convict the heart, God. It's time out for playing church and it's time out for playing games. It's time to be in the purpose of God.
And what would that be? I haven't figured that out from the sermon. Oh, yeah, that's because you didn't really preach God's word.
And I pray right now, Lord, that down on the inside, purpose would get down on the inside.
Yeah, we need that purpose down, 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 down in your heart. Yeah, down in your heart. Where? Yeah, down. You need that purpose down in your heart.
I pray, God, that we would stop and end the performance. I pray, God, that we wouldn't put on for folk and we wouldn't act like everything is all right when we know good and well. When we go home at night, it's not all right. I thank you, God, that you can give us eyes to see into the spirit realm. I thank you, God, that as we begin to look, we see the truth. You said the Holy Spirit would lead us.
Okay, that was God's GPS by the now Dr. Laverne Adams, whose book about divine destiny, the foreword was written by Rick Warren. Yeah, boy, we didn't hear any biblical teaching there, did we? So again, I come back to the question, okay? This is not guilt by association, okay? It's not like I'm saying, oh, what is Rick Warren doing associating with Dr. Laverne Adams? No, this is guilt by endorsement. Why is Rick Warren endorsing the teaching of Dr. Laverne Adams? I wouldn't want or wish, even for my worst critics and enemies, to be under the teaching of this woman, because I don't even want my worst critics or enemies to go to hell. But that kind of preaching, well, that's exactly where hell is where it'll send her and her listeners. She's not preaching Christ and Him crucified. She's not preaching the scriptures. She's preaching legalistic spirituality, some kind of direct connection to the spirit realm, whatever thing. And of course, you know, God was putting things on her heart and she was preaching that like it was the word of God rather than preaching the word of God. And what she was preaching contradicted the word of God, so we have to go with the word of God. She was preaching against rebellion against God's word while she was in direct rebellion against God's word. So again, I come back to the question. Why on earth would Rick Warren be endorsing the teaching of this woman? Again, it's not guilt by association, it's guilt by endorsement. I mean, seriously, if Phil Shepard of the Whiskey Preachers You know, the emergent guy, I interviewed him on the program, or George Ellerick. You know, let's say they're working on books, and, you know, if George were to contact me and say, Chris, would you write the foreword to my book? I'd say, only if you let me in the foreword say, don't read this book unless you want to go to hell. I would never write an endorsement of a book written by a false teacher or somebody who was clearly in rebellion to the word of God. So again, I ask the question, why would Rick Warren endorse the teaching of this rebellious, heretical woman? Is it because she mentions the word purpose and destiny? Is that why? And because now Rick Warren has discovered purpose and destiny to be like the most critical things of apparently what we're supposed to preach? Something is really, really wrong here, folks. Something is really wrong. Need to remind you all, Fighting for the Faith is listener-supported radio. That means we depend upon your generous financial gifts and contributions. It's a partnership, what we have here. And you can partner with us financially by visiting our website at fightingforthefaith.com. When you get there, you'll see two friendly yellow buttons. One says donate, the other says join our crew. And when you join our crew, you're signing up to automatically contribute $6.95 to the ongoing work and mission of Fighting for the Faith and Pirate Christian Radio. Of course, if you would like to specify the amount, you can do so by clicking on the donate button, or you can make your gift payable to Fighting for the Faith and send it to Post Office Box 508, Fishers, Indiana, zip code 46038. So what'd you think? I'd love to get your feedback. My email address, if you'd like to contact me, is talkback@fightingforthefaith.com, or you can ask to be my friend on Facebook. It's facebook.com/pirate Christian. Or you can follow me on Twitter, my name there, Pirate Christian. Till tomorrow, may God richly bless you in the grace and mercy won by Jesus Christ in his vicarious death on the cross for all of your sins. Amen.